As we're coming close to the end of this season of Lent, as we'll be preparing ourselves for Holy Week, for the Passion of Jesus, for Good Friday, and for Easter Sunday, as we come close to the end, the readings at Mass really highlight the confrontation between Jesus and the leaders of the community. And we heard it today. They were really trying to hurt him. They didn't believe what he was saying, and so they were trying to kill him. And eventually, as we'll celebrate next Friday, on Good Friday, what happens when Jesus is brought to the cross. And so we want to examine ourselves, ask ourselves, do I really believe that Jesus is God? And that everything he says, everything he did, everything he teaches is from God? Or do I not believe everything? Do I doubt some things? And then, because we know the church is the body of Christ and that Jesus gave the church the authority to teach so that his words will stay with us forever, do I follow the church? Do I listen to the church? Do I believe what the church teaches? These are the questions that we can ask ourselves as we prepare for next week, at Most Holy Week. In that first reading, we have from Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a prophet who lived maybe 600 years before Jesus. And he lived a life that was very similar to Jesus. As a young person, maybe the same age as some of our middle schoolers, he received this call from the Lord to go and proclaim the truth. And he didn't want to, because he knew the people that he had to go talk to tell them that they were doing the wrong thing, that they were sinning, that they were offending God. He didn't want to go tell his family and friends the truth. And so he resisted, but God gave him the courage. And then what we had today was kind of like we got a glimpse into the mind, the thoughts of Jeremiah. And he knows that the people are trying to damage, to hurt him as well. It says there's terror on every side. But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. So I kind of had the image of, maybe you've seen a movie where there was an underdog in a sporting event. Or maybe some of you, as you've gone to play a sport, you didn't feel like you were good enough to beat the competitor. You thought the other team was better than you. Then you had to psych yourself up. You had to remind yourself that you did have all the skill, you do have all the training, and that you can be victorious. We have that same dialogue within our heart and our mind about the everyday things. When you're getting ready for a test, sometimes you think, I don't know what I'm doing. Then you say a prayer, you take a deep breath, you relax, and say, oh yeah, I do know how to do these things. I did learn in class. I did my homework. I am prepared for the test. This is what Jeremiah is doing. But when we are doing a sporting event or when we're preparing for a test, we rely on ourselves, on our own skills, our own knowledge. But when it comes to the faith, we don't have to rely on ourselves. Because as Jeremiah says, the Lord is with me. The Lord is with us. And this is what's so special, what's so great about being a Christian, is that God is with us always. And so there's nothing that you can ever face. There's no competitor. There's no test. There's nothing that you will face that God won't help you get through it. And so Lent helps us to get more in touch, to become more aware that God is with me every day. And also our Blessed Mother. If we were listening to the opening prayer, we prayed for the grace to imitate Mary. Because Mary was always with Jesus. She was the best disciple. She followed Jesus everywhere, even to the cross. So as we go to Holy Week next week, and that we can be with Jesus in those last days of his life, that we can ask Mary to be with us so that we can stand strong and support Jesus and to accompany him. Our Blessed Mother loves you, and she wants to help you to be faithful. She wants to help you to stand strong in your faith. So when you feel like you can't do something, when the competition is too strong, you can turn to Our Lady and ask her to help you. So always remember that God loves you, and that no matter what you face, he will always be with you to help you through that. And that's what the responsorial psalm says, so we can always remember that in my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice. So we can say a simple prayer: Jesus, I know that you always hear me. Hear my voice today. Amen.